Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. Thank you guys for returning to the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is season 3, episode number 2. I am your host, Karen Malone. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It is available on Amazon.com. So I wanted to give you a quick update on my COVID recovery. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for their concern, prayers, and well wishes as I continue to recover from COVID. It has definitely been challenging for my entire family, but luckily I was the only one impacted. And so I say luckily because for so many people, multiple family members were impacted, which really weakened their ability to support each other. And so, you know, actually, I've told y'all about my emergency binder before, and I'm so proud to say that I activated my team as outlined in my emergency binder, and my system worked even better this time. And so I thank God that I was prepared, as prepared as I was, and that my support team was there. But I actually noticed that, you know, some of the key players on my support team also had a lot of things going on themselves. So the activation had to be modified because, you know, we each had our own things going on, but we were all there to support each other. And so I'm glad to say that being as prepared as I was able to pull in a couple of additional team members. The church stepped up, things like that. And so if you do not have a plan in place in case of emergency, you should. I, of course, recommend my emergency binder. But if you don't have anything in place, you really need to start having those conversations and talking with your family and friends and, you know, how you guys would handle an emergency. Because with this COVID, anybody can catch it. It could, you know, it's taken out whole families. And so you got to have a plan and possibly a backup plan in terms of support for each other. And so if you would like to know more about the emergency binder, I want to tell you just a little bit about it. So in the emergency binder, I provide you with a framework for you to be able to identify the supports that you will need in addition to your instructions and information on how people can maintain your bills and access funds to be able to pay for things, you know, releases of information to be able to pick up kids. All of those things are included in the binder, as well as a living will, medical power of attorney, last will of testament, and information about you pulling all of your affairs together. And so the binder provides you everything you need to be prepared for an emergency situation like a COVID diagnosis. And so if you want to know more about the emergency binder, go to rehabyourlife.org to learn more. So I just could not do an episode. This is going to be a really short episode, but I just could not do an episode without addressing the events that are currently going on in the United States right now. And I'm not going to address them from my personal point of view, I really want to stay neutral in terms of out here in the internet world. Of course, I have my own personal views, but I want to kind of point out some biblical viewpoints. Because the Lord has really been showing me a lot in the Word lately, like a lot. I've been devouring the Bible and, you know, things that clearly show that we are in the last days. He's been showing me things where it's like, wow. But we know that, you know, our timeline is different than His timeline. You know, one day can be 1,000 years to God. And so I have noticed, though, that it appears that things have sped up and the world is just groaning all over, not just in the United States. You know, if you look at the George Floyd protests, it was not just in the United States. Other countries picked that up and were protesting Black Lives Matter. And so, you know, there was a global shift, not necessarily just the pandemic. There was a global shift. And so it was just surprising to see the events that happened at the Capitol the other day, because that's what we would see on TV in other countries' governments. But to see that in our government was actually extremely interesting and surprising how it all played out. Never would I have imagined that this would be the world that we are living in, but here we are. So I really wanted to focus what I wanted to talk about today on what we should be doing right now. You know, somebody's always got something to say about what you should be doing. It's simple. To me, you should be returning to God. I should be returning to God. We should be returning to God. The Bible tells us how things are going to play out. And the Bible gives us plenty of opportunity to be able to identify the things that we need to be doing to repent and turn that ship around for yourself individually. Because it's, you know, the relationship is between you and God. It's not between you and God and somebody else. So there's nobody that really can speak into your life. You have to make this decision for yourself. But, you know, if there are some things that you are doing that you know for a fact that is displeasing to God, stop right now. You need to look at your relationships with your family. If it is not a healthy relationship and or they are bringing you into situations and scenarios and things that put you in harm's way or put you in a situation to not be giving God's best, leave them alone. Same thing with friends. You don't have to have no friends. Jesus is your friend. Now, of course, He created us for relationship, but you can pick and choose who you decide to be in relationship, and that includes family. So some changes have to be made across all slates in your life. How you deal with yourself, how you deal with your immediate family, how you deal with your extended family and friends, and even how you conduct yourself in the workplace. You are royalty. You are kingdom. You are an example for God in this world, in this crazy, crazy world. And so it is time to make a change. We also have to start treating ourselves better and giving ourselves compassion for making mistakes and not beating up on ourselves. All we got to do is just put one foot in front of the other in the next second and make a better choice. The next minute and make a better choice. But you also have to practice mindfulness. Take a beat before you make a decision. You don't have to do whatever it is that someone else asks you to do if it's not for your greater good, that is according to God. You don't have to do these things. I was talking to my daughter the other day. She said, I can't help how I feel. Yes, you can. You have control over that. You have absolute control over how you feel or how you act on how you feel. Let me put it that way. So we have to start learning to treat ourselves better, treat others better. But it's not something that's going to happen overnight, because we have been conditioned from a very young age with wrong information. And it's so interesting because as of late, I've been listening to different genres of music. And earlier today, I was listening to the 80s music. And that was the music that I grew up on. Back in Peoria, we didn't have but one radio station. And KZ93. And it was like pop or something like that. So Hall and Oates and Madonna and all of these songs, you know, we were listening earlier today, like, oh, Pat Benatar. And just, you know, those were songs that were just stoking the passions and, you know, making people feel a certain way. And granted, prior to then, there might have been some other songs, but I'm talking about the 80s right now. But it was innocent love. It was, you know, I want to walk you down the street and hold your hand, love. And in my mind, I'm romanticizing that this is what relationship would be like. But we've been conditioned from a young age with wrong information. I was listening to a comedian the other day, and she was saying how, the 3-year-old little girl was like, Johnny hit me. And mom immediately was like, oh, you have a little boyfriend. So what that young girl is being conditioned is that if the guy hits you, he loves you. We have years and years and years of wrong information that we have been conditioned. We've been conditioned by what we watch on TV. We've been conditioned by what we listen to in our music. We've been conditioned about from our family. Like, this is what we do. You go get you have a baby, you get on Section 8, you go, you know, get you an apartment, and you stay on food stamps. And then if they want to kick you off food stamps, then you have another baby, and then you're going to stay on food stamps and you can keep your housing. Conditioned with wrong information for many, many, many years. So I'm going to get off that horse, and I'm going to say that we have to learn how to retrain ourselves. Each and every one of us, myself included, and especially talking to myself, but I'm able now to better discern what these spirits that are all around us have been whispering in our ears through the music, through the TV, through whatever, through our friends, through our family members. But we also have a choice to continue to sit there and watch that show when it's stoking that fire of desire in you and you're single. If you continue to listen to that song and it's bringing back remembrance of something, you know, back in the day that really wasn't all that great. If you continue to, you know, just, well, I'll take a little bit here or I'll do a little bit there and, you know, don't see anything wrong with it. It's time to make a change, guys. It is time to rehab your life. And it's so funny how that all works together. But I'm doing what the Lord asked me to do. I named it what the Lord asked me to name it. And so it's about retraining ourselves, retraining our minds, and thinking differently and making better and different choices. But you also have to have someone that's going to hold you accountable. This isn't something that, it is something that you have to do yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. You want to be able to share with people who, in confidence, will help you to make these authentic changes. And you know the saying, each one teach one. And so now that I'm learning a new way and I'm making better choices, my goal is to share the same things with you guys. It's the only way that we are going to grow as a people, not let alone just as an individual, but as a people. And I'm not specifically saying any particular race. I'm saying as a people, as a human condition, as a person here on the earth. So, like I said, I have been devouring my Bible lately. And I love when I get in these sessions, I guess, with the Lord, where I'm studying. The information is downloading. And, you know, I'm having a hard time disseminating the information in a logical, tangible way. I'm just downloading. I got to stop downloading just to be able to get the word out. And so I wanted to share a word with you. But I chose a word. Well, let me take that back. The Lord showed me a word that was specific to what we are going through right now, 2021, January 8th or 9th, whenever this goes out, based on what was seen on January the 6th. So I wanted to share one scripture that highlights the current unrest that is going on in America. And it is James 5, 1 through 9. So I'm going to read it to you. And this is the, let's see, what type of Bible is this? I have a couple different types of Bibles. I love the Amplified, but this one is the English Standard Version. It's like a Passion version. I actually have enjoyed it, but I always pick up a new Bible and try to, I make my notes and different things. So James 5, 1 through 9. The title of this is Warning to the Rich. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotten, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against each other, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. So to me, it is very clear that that was what was evidenced on Wednesday, that this group of individuals who have lived high on the hog, the transference of wealth, there is a shift in the spirit. All of that is happening. And it's not for us to be fearful at all. We are to get ourselves together, get back under his wing for protection, and all will be well. So, now let me shift gears a little bit, because I've been talking to you guys about the Rehab Your Life 90-Day Planner for some time. And if you do not have your planner, get yours today. But I wanted to highlight today how I used my 90-day planner while I was going through my COVID recovery. So in the planner, it has a monthly and weekly overview, and then you have your daily to-do sheets. And so it also includes a meal planner and a medication tracker and a symptom tracker. And so, you know, I went from literally not taking any medications, you know, even though I was a, you know, post-cancer patient, I was not on any meds at all, period. So let's set that record straight. To having possibly 7 different medications that I was taking every day and needing to track those meds and what time I took those and what the dosages was, tracking my blood pressure, tracking my my oxygen levels. I never got put on oxygen, but you know, they needed to know what my numbers were. And so I thank God that I had my planner available and that I had those sheets available. I had the knowledge of this information available to be able to track my medications. So many, they kept changing meds. So being able to have something that I can, you know, have in one spot to be able to tell the doctor when they would call, okay, they discontinued this med. I started this new med. How many days do you want me to take that? Or tracking my symptoms, you know, now I'm experiencing this, and this is the day and time. This is what happened right before it. This is what I did. So then I could go back to my planner and look and see if I experienced that again. But what did I do about it at that time? So the 90-day planner is more than just a daily to-do journal type situation. It has what you need to be able to live this life. And so, you know, it also includes where I'm tracking my monthly overview. So I got all my bills, what's coming due, what appointments that I have scheduled. So even though I was down, I was able to see what bills were due, pay them electronically. I was able to cancel and reschedule appointments. Or if I decided to keep that appointment, I knew that I had to get myself some rest so that I'd be ready for that appointment and then handle my appointment. And so the planner allowed me to be able to have all of that organized and in one spot. And then also with the daily to-do sheet, and you guys see this on social media, I'll post like, what's your top 5? Let me get some water. My throat's getting dry talking. You know, I post, what's your top 5? And so that's in there as well. You know, what is your top 5 for the day? And even though you would think going through COVID, when you're managing it at home, it's different than when you're in the hospital, of course. But going through COVID, I still wanted to accomplish 5 things every day. And there was, you know, they're not rocket science, you know. Number 1, spend time with God. Number 2, hydrate myself because I was dehydrated. Number 3, rest. Number 4, pay a bill so that way everything was still on. Number 5 could have been stretch or take a walk or whatever it was that I was capable of doing on that day at that time. And so I encourage you to get the 90-day planner and use it because it works. And so today is Saturday. I was supposed to get the podcast out on yesterday, but it didn't happen that way. So today is Saturday evening, actually. And normally on the weekends, I don't do my top 5. But I had a really productive day today, got a lot done, had a couple meetings or whatever. But on Friday, on yesterday, I did get 5 out of 5 done. So on tomorrow, I usually do what I call my Sunday routine. And so on Sunday, I normally will go to the grocery store and buy fresh fruits and vegetables, things of that nature, fill up my car, clean my car, plan for the week, whatever bills are due. Basically, I fill out my planner for the weekly overview, listing all of the things to do for the week, all the bills that are due for the week, and anything in specific, you know, appointments and things, put it all out there. And so that's what I'll do tomorrow. And I actually filled up my car today, so check, that's done. So if you do not have the Rehab Your Life 90-Day Planner, get yours today. I want to be able to talk about the planner more on the podcast, and I want for us to be able to kind of check in with each other and get to know each other. The planner is available at rehabyourlife.org, and I'm going to go ahead and get off and rest myself. I've had a very long day, and I'm still in recovery. So I will talk to you guys next week. Bye for now. This episode was sponsored by Carolyn Todd, an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA, an essential oils company changing the world one drop at a time, providing the purest, highest quality essential oils and products. Her goal is to empower you and your loved ones with health and wellness. To learn more about working with Carolyn, check out her website at http://mydoterra.com/Carolyn Todd. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.